SNAP benefits, formerly known as food stamps, were cut as of November 1st, when a post-recession stimulus boost expired. The decrease amounted to approximately $36 a month for four-person families. Community food pantries prepared for the worst. Paul Pachter oversees operations at the Harry Chapin Food Bank on Long Island. He says his facility is supposed to serve as a temporary stopgap measure for folks whose fortunes have turned.
But as a result of the economy and unemployment and the high cost of living on Long Island, we're looking at a majority of the people that are coming to the pantries and soup kitchens in order to be maintained.
Now, those considered hungry or food insecure are finding fortune once again shifting direction. First, as a result of a federal class action lawsuit filed against the New York State Office of Temporary and Disability Assistance, tens of thousands of low-income households across New York State that were improperly cut off or denied food stamps are now being issued retroactive benefits to the tune of $80 million. Secondly, Governor Andrew Cuomo has stepped in, holding a candle of hope.
We cannot obviously make up for the cut from the federal government, but we will be providing an increase in the state grant amount of about 15%, and we'll be awarding $4.5 million in grants to the state's 46 emergency food providers, which are basically the distribution mechanism for the food banks across the state of New York. I'm pleased to do this on behalf of the people of the state. This is a government that balances multiple priorities, but the point of all of it is public service and helping those people who need help and acting as a vehicle for the collective.
The Hunger Action Network's Mark Dunlay says the group appreciates the governor's gesture.
Unfortunately, it's really penny on the dollars for the amount of money that low-income New Yorkers just lost in the cuts in the federal food stamp program, namely about $332 million a year on an annual basis, and he's given $4.5 million. We certainly hope he won't do the same thing he did last year, which was to try to cut funding for emergency food in his budget proposals by creating a block grant. We do hear possibility he may do it this year. We hope he would listen to his Bureau of Nutrition, who last year did request a $10 million increase based on what they saw as increased need. And given the tremendous cuts we're seeing at the federal level, certainly anything the state legislature can do to, you know, work with the governor for a more reasonable increase would be greatly appreciated this holiday season. Charity is not the solution to hunger, so we also need to really, you know, raise the minimum wage, and we need to cut taxes for low-income New Yorkers, more money for affordable housing.
At the annual Thanksgiving Action Against Hunger held today in Albany, anti-hunger advocates are calling on state and federal officials to do more to end hunger and poverty. They plan to deliver a special message to the governor in his office at the Capitol at noon. The group is also launching its Faces Against Hunger campaign. There's a link at wamc.org. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.